Age-related macular degeneration is a condition that mainly affects people later in their life, and we know that there are many eye clinics out there supporting people with AMD to help them manage the condition and also in many ways live with the condition too. Buckinghamshire Healthcare Trust AMD Suite has just recently celebrated its 5th anniversary, and I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Denise Voon, Principal and Research Optometrist, and Marcus Gropper, Consultant Ophthalmologist from Buckinghamshire Healthcare Trust, to tell me more. Welcome to Connect Radio, Denise and Marcus.
Thank you very much, Toby.
Thank you, and thank you for having us and giving us the opportunity to talk a bit about our service.
Firstly, Marcus, would you be able to give me a bit of background to the setup of the services that you provide for people with age-related macular degeneration?
Sure, I can do that. About 5.5 years, we opened our macular suite. And what was new in the service is that we designed a service which was a one-stop service. And we really divided up any clinical task between different members of the staff, be it the nursing staff, the receptionist, the healthcare assistant, and the doctors working in the unit. This allowed us to see the patients at their appointment, diagnose and examine the patients and offer them injections if needed. And improvement strategies and audits and analysis of the service led to a situation where we now see a patient in far less than an hour for all of that, which is very good for the patients and their relatives rather than being in the hospital for hours. Previous to that, the services were rather fragmented and divided up by the different consultants.
And could you just give me a sort of brief outline of the sort of services that you do provide for people with AMD?
So from the wet age-related macular degeneration point, we are providing the injection services and the clinical services to examine the patients and follow them up. From our optometry point of view, and I'm sure Denise will talk about that, we have the low vision services. We have two dedicated ECLOS or eye liaison officers who help and support the patients as well.
Denise, you had a recent event to celebrate the 5-year anniversary. What was the event like, and did many patients with AMD attend the event, and what did they sort of get out of it?
Yes, that's right. We had our 5-year anniversary last year in 2021. So the planning started for our event back in 2020 when we were in lockdown. Because of this, and we weren't quite sure what the COVID restrictions would or wouldn't allow last year, we decided to plan a virtual event so that we knew that there wouldn't be any issues with getting people together. We'd run some successful face-to-face events previously, so we knew a little bit about what patients liked. And what we decided to do was produce a series of videos on different topics. So firstly, we wanted to showcase our department and its successes over the last 5 years and provide accurate and up-to-date information for patients so that they could be well informed about their condition and the treatments available. Because we know that from clinic, sometimes patients can lack quite a basic understanding and there isn't always the time or they forget when they're actually in the clinic appointment. And misinformation that patients find online or in the media can lead to quite severe anxiety, speculating and catastrophizing. So accurate information is really important so that patients are well informed and able to make meaningful decisions on their treatment. We also had another video on the public health initiatives such as smoking cessation and the importance of a good diet. And for that, we had several cooking demonstrations from different people within our trust and certain food bloggers to talk about how to cook dishes that are good for your eyes using tips and gadgets to allow patients with visual impairment to remain confident in the kitchen. We also knew that patients often have to give up their hobbies or feel they have to give up their hobbies. So we took part in a visual impaired tennis session with one of our local tennis clubs at Halton, which was great fun. And our video will show how that's accessible for everybody. And we commissioned an art project, which we had wanted to be accessible for those with visual impairment who would say they'd be able to create it, but also appreciate it. And it's very tactile and immersive like that. And then finally, our final video was done by our lead psychologist to talk about what it's like to live with macular degeneration, having a chronic condition and visual impairment. So this is what the basis of our celebration event. We launched these videos in October at an event to certain people in our industry and a few patients. Again, because of COVID, we were a little bit limited by numbers, but all our videos are live now for all our patients to access.
As you say, the videos are up on YouTube, which is fantastic, so people can actually watch them and see the videos. How do you think the videos will help both patients and their friends and family cope with AMD?
I think it's twofold, really. One of our important points was to get the information out there as to what actually is macular degeneration or what are the treatments that are actually available, not the ones that people might misunderstand. Actually, my father is a patient in the AMD suite, so I sort of have seen it from both sides, really. And it was strange that despite the fact that working in there, knowing all about it, when it becomes your family member or a friend, you see it through completely different eyes. And I was really glad that we were able to share the information so that he could understand what his treatment was all about and what was going on. I think it's really important as well just to show patients, especially during COVID and with lockdown where people pretty much isolating, that there are other people in the same situations that are facing perhaps very similar problems. And we wanted to show that we're aware of this. We know that you are more than the patient in the chair that we see you for 5 or 10 minutes. You know, you have a life outside the clinic room. And we wanted just to make sure that people were aware of the things that they can continue to enjoy.
Denise, if listeners would like to find out more about the Buckinghamshire Healthcare Trust AMD suite for people with age-related macular degeneration or information for people with other eye conditions, where can they go to find out more and maybe get in touch?
So our YouTube videos can be found if you look on the Bucks, that's B-U-C-K-S, Bucks Hospitals YouTube channel, and we have our own page under AMD Clinic. So there's quite a lot of information about our AMD service there. If you live in Buckinghamshire and you have an eye condition, probably the first port of call, if you're not under anyone already, is your own optometrist. They'll be able to have a look at your eyes and see whether you need any onward referral, or failing that, if you can go and see your GP, and then you can be referred into our service like that. Marcus, would you have anything to add?
No, Denise, I think you summarized everything to the spot, and these are usually the first points of call. Obviously, if somebody has acute problems, any changes in their eyesight, one can go through 111 and the local A&E departments and eye casualties as well.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Denise and Marcus from Buckinghamshire Healthcare Trust, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.